Hello and good morning, listeners. It's the 28th of April and you are listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. And this is your host, Ashwin. Good morning. You might find me a little extra happy and chirpy on a Friday, but that's because it's a Friday. And it's a long weekend ahead. First major for Labor's Day, so 3 days, there's a lot happening. You guys should have something exciting planned too. I'm sure you guys do. On the 28th of April, the EU hosts a Brexit summit. Alphabet and Amazon profits surged. The accommodation gate ended as United Airlines paid up. Uber's autonomous driving chief stepped aside, and Asians spent 7 times as much as Americans on tutoring their kids. Also, Sushma Swaraj says that men should learn more of household work while women should learn martial arts. First piece on the news is that the EU hosts a Brexit summit. Leaders of European member countries will come together on Saturday to discuss Brexit practicalities, including what to do about passports once the UK is no longer a member. Alphabet and Amazon profits surged. A controversy over YouTube ad placement failed to dent Google's parent company, which posted earnings of $5.5 billion, up 29% from last year. Amazon's net profit rose 41% to $724 million, as cloud computing gains outweighed higher shipping and entertainment costs. The accommodation gate ended as United Airlines paid up. The company settled a lawsuit with David Dow for an undisclosed sum. On the same day, it announced it would offer up to $10,000 in compensation to passengers volunteered to be bumped off flights. So yes, you're going to get a lot of money if you're agreeing to go from one flight to the other in case your earlier flight is overbooked. $10,000. Uber faces more trouble with the autonomous driving chief stepping aside. Anthony Lewandowski is rescuing himself from all work on self-driving cars amid a fierce legal battle. Waymo, the Alphabet-owned company where he used to work, is suing Uber for stealing its sensing technology by acquiring Lewandowski's company. Sexual harassment cases, just plagiarism and patent cases have been thronging the office of Uber and Travis Kalanick. Got a lot to face. The most valuable startup in the world, by the way. Followed by Airbnb. Asians spend 7 times as much as Americans on tutoring their kids. Asian households devote about 15% of the income to supplemental education, compared to a mere 2% in the United States. Last piece on the news is that men should learn to do more household work while women martial arts, says Sushma Swaraj. Men should be encouraged to study home science in college and hone their culinary skills, while women should be motivated to take up physical education, especially martial arts, as an effort to banish gender bias from the society. The suggestion was made on Thursday by External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj at the Group of Ministers meeting to review the national policy for women. That's wrapping up the news for a Friday morning. Hope you guys have a great day ahead, a great weekend. I will see you on Monday, May 1st. It's Labor's Day, but you gotta know what's happening. So I will turn up, I will show up to give you the news on May 1st. News on the Go is always working weekdays. Also, you guys should definitely check out Veer Das's Netflix show. It's a really funny 1 hour show where he's talking about different things, right? Intelligent humor. And the show is shot in 2 locations, New York and Delhi. And it's shifting between these two through the show. It's pretty cool. At one point, you're in a stadium in Delhi, while at another point, you're in a bar in New York. That's all for the news today, guys. On the 28th of April, you guys have a great day ahead. I'm leaving you with Haria. That's the song by Arjit Singh from the movie Meri Pyari Bindu. Pariniti Chopra is coming back, I think with Ayushman, if I'm not wrong. Well, I will leave you now. Bye.